This is Art, not brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. This is CKEW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair Education and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.
Hello, this is David Barsamian, host and director of Alternative Radio. Established in 1986, award-winning Alternative Radio is dedicated to the founding principles of public broadcasting, which urge that programming serve as a forum for controversy and debate, be diverse, and provide a voice for groups that may otherwise be unheard. Tune in to Alternative Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM for an hour of some of the most important voices on the left today.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Winnipeg Arena is on fire. CKUW 95.9.
Okay, it's awesome that you're down for 95.9 FM CKUW, University of Winnipeg. All right, this is Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. And I'll tell you what Mr. Howell's going to give you this time out. Interview guest of the week in about 30 minutes or so, 40 minutes, whatever. He is Tony Campos of the band Static X. I interviewed him maybe better than 5 years ago. At the time, his band released a new album. Yep. New album, and they were getting ready for a tour that they were going to go on. All right. Let's get with Tony Campos. Back in the past, we will talk with Static X. Interview guest of the week in about 30 minutes. Then, comic book radio theater. I'm going to read you something with Batman, and he's tagging along with someone called Dead Man. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, join me for Comic Book Radio Theater. I do that, I don't know, top of the hour. Check me out then. I will read you some Batman. He's in a tag team with Dead Man. All right, that's what you get. All right, I'll get this. I just want to go in like a DJ and stuff like that. And, then I'll get with my interview with Tony Campos of the band Static X. All right, dance and happy, joy, go out there and enjoy yourself, or stay in and enjoy yourself, however you enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself while listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know. I always end up biting. Ask Mr. Fox, for he's much cleverer than I.
Mr. Fox, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why don't you ask Mr. Turtle, for he's been around a lot longer than I. Me? I bite.
Mr. Turtle, How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why, you never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three, three.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Suddenly composing herself like she was a symphony delivered from God. Cause it was never her fault. Now everything
old fun and games. Welcome, Spider-Man, X-Men, to the video game ride of your lives.
Wolverine, Spider-Man, Gambit, Cyclops.
Now on Genesis, the ultimate video game team. Are we having fun yet?
Ha 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 ha! a story. What a story.
What a story. What a story.
What a story.
What a story.
What a story. What a story.
We'll be right back. anti-God, bringing darkness instead of light.
Hopefully you like that music there. CKUW 95.9 FM. The show, Winnipeg Arena, is on fire. Whew. All right, I'm Martin, your host. I'll let you know what I played there just quickly. Those last two songs from Life and Death, you can find them. They're in Toronto. Life and Death is their name. Also got on there the first three songs, 84, 85, first three in a row there. Then some Alamone, and then Ghost Twin, two in a row from them as well, that was in there. All right, let's get on with interview guest of the week. He is from the band Static X. They have a pretty long and strange history, so this should be really interesting, getting to talking with him and everything like that. Now, I originally spoke with him in December of 2019. Say this. But we'll speak with Tony Campos of his band, Static X, in moments. Yeah. You know what? Let's listen to some of his newest music, and then we'll get talking with Tony Campos, Static X. Hopefully you enjoy. Interview guest of the week. All right, get it out there. You're on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative. 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. I just played something off the Wisconsin Death Trip album. It's pretty new, pretty new. I do believe it is. I have...
Yeah, it just came out last week.
Okay, great, great, great. I have Tony Campos. He's in the band. He's on the phone line with me. We're talking to him here, Afternoon Radio, CKUW. 95.9 FM. Tony, how are you doing, man?
Doing all right, man.
Excellent, excellent. Introduce your bandmates and talk about a tour that is coming up.
My bandmates consist of Ken J, who is our drummer, our original drummer, and Koichi Fukuda, who is our original guitar player. And we will be embarking on a tour coming up shortly to commemorate the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of the release of our debut album, Wisconsin Death Trip, as well as taking the opportunity to remember our fallen brother and guitarist and lead vocalist Wayne Static.
Okay, okay. So it's a very special tour in general.
Yeah.
Do you feel like is there a pressure to perform with paying tribute to your old friend and bandmate and everything?
I mean, there's certainly pressure to do it right.
Yeah.
To do it at the level that, it deserves. And, we've been rehearsing for 2.5 weeks. So, before we head out, we'll have a month of rehearsals under our belts. So, we're going to be as prepared as we can be, And, since day one of the rehearsals, man, things have felt really good. And just, polishing off the edges of things, and I think it's going to be really killer.
Are there newer songs that you're going to do that you're very excited about showing to a new audience?
We've been rehearsing one of the new tracks, but we haven't decided if we're actually going to play it on this tour. Maybe bring it out later. I think I'm leaning more towards let's just keep it old school we'll see. We haven't made a final decision yet.
Now I read somewhere, and you can confirm it with me, there is you guys use a masked singer, a singer wearing a mask. Do you see your band doing this as a temporary thing, or is this ongoing till the forever?
We haven't determined whether or not, we're going to keep going. I mean, right now we're just kind of enjoying the moment and, just trying to do this as best as we can and, give people, another shot at, experiencing these songs and the vibe of Static X again, and when this is all said and done, I mean, we'll see. If it's something the fans want, certainly not opposed to it. But, I'd still like to go do other things. I'd love to go play with Ministry again, go play with the Cavalera Brothers. Still have another Asesino record to finish up. Hopefully by the time I get done with this, Dino and Emilio will have written some songs and I can come in and screen obscenities in Spanish, and we got ourselves another Asesino record. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens, man.
You're keeping the masked singer's identity a secret. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that makes it, that possibly makes it possible, if you get two different people with the same body size, that you could switch up.
Yeah, potentially.
It's like the masked wrestler, you know.
Yeah.
Can you be sure?
Yeah, it's not so much about you know, who's behind the mask as opposed to who the mask represents. And, you know, that's what we're trying to keep the focus on.
Oh, okay.
The original band, you know, the first record, and remembering Wayne for the guy he was. And, you know, we didn't want it to turn into like a Van Hagar situation, you know, like, here's Static X with their new singer, you know, Static Hagar, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we felt that this would be the best way to do it, you know, and still, you know, capture that vibe and energy that the band had live. And, you know, at the same time, you know, remember Wayne in a cool way.
What's the setup like for a live show, a Static X show? That's who I'm speaking with.
Production-wise, I mean, we're bringing out a full grid of LED walls, so we're gonna have a lot of cool visual elements. We're actually gonna start full production rehearsals next week, so we're really gonna dial all that in next week.
Wow. Okay. All right. You're like the first person I ever talked to that prepares all that stuff, like other than the playing the music part and how it's going to look behind the band and everything.
Well, yeah, that's an important part of you know, putting on a show, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the band's got to be good, but you know, equally the, you know, the visuals and the performance has, you know, has to be a show, you know.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break right now and go and listen to some more Static X. I have Tony Campos with me this afternoon. We'll come back, talk with him some more. Let's hit up some tunes right now. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg.
Alone now, it's time to go.
You're still on the 95.9 FM. Very happy you've joined us this afternoon. Changes and similarities of your band's songwriting and sound throughout the year, like, in your opinion, now it's been 20 years that the band's been going, did you think that you sounded different, say, late 90s than you did, like, late 2000s?
Yeah, definitely. I think the band, you know, went through certain phases, you know, even once we found our sound, you know, that you know, eventually made Wisconsin Death Trip what it was. But, you know, we went through a couple different phases in the lifespan of the band. So, comparing the first record to our last record, you know, it's definitely, you know, night and day difference, you know, of where the band was, you know. That's normal for a band, you know, to want to, you know, keep evolving.
Yeah, would there be, like, bits and pieces of trying to convince certain bandmates would there be any of that?
Not really, not on my part anyway. I mean, one of the main reasons why, you know, I kept working with Wayne and Kenny, you know, back when we first started doing this was... you know, we kept trying different things, and I really liked that spirit of experimentation that I hadn't experienced with any other band I'd been in. You know, previous to working with Wayne and Ken, you know, I'd been in death metal bands, and, you know, it was pretty, you know, cut and dry what we were doing, you know. To have that of experimentation throughout our career, you know, that was an added bonus for me.
All right, we previously talked about the image of the band. Tell me of the latest music video that the band has done.
Well, we've done quite a few, actually.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. I think the last one we're working on is kind of a. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's going to be fun, man. It's a high energy song and fun, goofy at times imagery. It'll be cool, man. I can't wait to actually. See more of it develop.
In your opinion,
but, you know, right now we're just, you know, that's kind of like on the back burner right now, while we're getting ready for the tour and you know, trying to finish up the record itself. You know, those are the priorities right now.
In your opinion, what is the most interesting video shoot you ever did?
That I ever did.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess it would have to be either the Cold video or the I'm with Stupid video. Both of those were, like, you know, big production, multiple days, different locations, you know.
Okay, well, what happened in those videos?
Oh, it's just that, you know, just everything, you know. But you know what takes the cake, though, that gives the win to the Cold video, was actually getting put into one of those flying harnesses, you know?
Okay.
And getting flung through the air.
Okay,
and doing the vampire landing. So, yeah, that was cool. All right? Okay. So I'll give the win to the Cold video.
Okay, all right. I am speaking with Tony Campos of Static X. Their band is going on a big tour very soon, as we've told you. He's getting ready for it. We're talking about it. How can people know more about Static X out there in the universe?
They can, you know, hit all the socials, the Static X. We got the main...